It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. March 1st was the day that the COVID-19 pandemic officially started in New York. A Manhattan woman became the state's first case in what would ultimately become the worst mass fatality event in the city's history. To recap what happened in March of 2020, Gothamist health reporter Sydney Pereira joins us now via Skype. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
I remember certain things very specifically, my last day in our physical office space for one, but remind us what those early days were like. What types of precautions were recommended at first by city, state, and federal officials?
Well, early on in March, people were still riding the subways and heading to the office and going to bars and restaurants. There were some neighborhoods that saw a drop-off in foot traffic, like Flushing and Queens and Manhattan's Chinatown, where residents and local leaders had noticed changes many weeks before coronavirus was known to be in New York City. But the guidance really centered around hand washing and avoiding crowds and not touching your face. We still weren't even wearing masks.
Right.
It wasn't the official recommendation at the time.
Very much. We heard, don't wear a mask.
Exactly. And that was due to the low number of supplies for frontline healthcare workers and the depletion of the national stockpile. Mayor de Blasio urged people who aren't sick or who didn't have underlying conditions to go about life normally until the middle of March.
Yeah. Well, later we would learn that the coronavirus had actually been circulating for weeks in New York. What did we know about the early cases, the people we knew had tested positive?
We knew a lawyer from Westchester was among the early cases. That case led to a hot spot of coronavirus that spread near his home and his synagogue in New Rochelle. Governor Cuomo at the time created a 1-mile containment zone to try to tamp down on the cluster and keep the germs from spreading elsewhere. That started on March 12th.
But it took weeks before we'd see an official stay-at-home policy. What happened in the days leading up to that?
There was definitely a turning point after the San Francisco Bay Area officials issued lockdown orders on March 16th. That was the same day that New York City schools shifted to remote learning. A day after that, Mayor de Blasio started saying a shelter-in-place option was on the table. Governor Cuomo didn't like that phrasing at the time because he felt it evoked a wartime emergency that could make people panic. Plus, as we figured out with so many aspects of this pandemic, the governor has control over major emergency orders, like a lockdown. So instead, he came up with this acronym called PAUSE and urged people to stay home. And that started on March 22nd.
Okay, so Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo were figuring out how to handle school closures, shutting down Broadway, deciding what to do about restaurants and bars and the subway. What were we starting to see in hospitals and emergency rooms?
Hospitalizations rose exponentially that month. By the end of March, we had nearly reached the city's peak of how many people were in the hospital. City and state officials were fearing a total collapse of the hospital systems. The mayor and governor were demanding more ventilators, thousands of more ventilators from the federal government to just manage the crisis. Healthcare workers didn't have adequate personal protective equipment. We reported at the time that hospital workers had to wear garbage bags as gowns and often reuse masks. Coronavirus was also spreading through Rikers Island, the city's jail, and 911 calls had reached a peak in that month. On March 29th, there were more than 6,000 911 calls. That was 50% higher than usual.
Yeah. Moving ahead to the present day, just a year later, we now have 3 vaccine options to respond to this pandemic. Did we expect to have 3 vaccines this fast last spring?
Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's the country's top infectious disease official, was saying at the time that it would take 12 to 18 months for a vaccine to be developed. So I think the short answer is not exactly. It kind of depends who you ask.
But pretty close.
Yeah, pretty close. I mean, in New York City now, more than 1.9 million doses have been administered. That's 2 in 10 New York City residents. We're still far off from herd immunity, and new variants are spreading, and that creates a lot of uncertainty. Cases were starting to rise in Staten Island again on Monday, though they were plateauing in other boroughs. But a year later, we've come a long way.
come a long way, and there's still a long way to go, as you've been mentioning.
Yes.
Gothamist health reporter Sydney Pereira, thank you for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.